Why is it harmful to live in your own world? Bad for you? Let me set down this first. Worldly success completely depends on your ability to bilocate. In essence, the size of your awareness. Whether you bilocate like the light bulb or multitasking, or are able to be both places at the same time is just a little bit different. Both work. What am I talking about? Imagine walking down a street while you are in your head, fully. You'll bump into everyone and everything, step into every dog poop. You won't hear warning cries or car horns, because if and when you are in your head, nothing from the outside penetrates. If you can bilocate, you can see and hear both inside and outside of your head. The feedback from other people, from reality can reach you. You don't only hear it, see it, you want to hear it and see it. You welcome the information, because it keeps you safe. And more important, from the point of view of success in life, they keep you on point. Tai says that the only failure is an experiment gone too long. If you bilocate, you can see the experiment going too long. If you don't, or can't, you won't. You can also see and hear yourself from the outside and see if your behavior is appropriate or not. I was on a webinar the other day with my one-time coaches, Ben and Troy. The topic interested me. Troy was doing his usual "I am the king of the chicken coop" bit, pontificating, and boring me to death. They had an expert guest. At some point, Ben got for himself a useful bit and became quiet. Troy noticed that there was something useful other than what he had to say and stopped pontificating. Looking at the scenario, Ben's ability to bilocate, i.e. get out of his head, is higher than Troy's. But Troy has only some. Prediction: Ben is more successful than Troy. You can get stuck in your opinion. In blaming someone, or yourself. In your self-concern. While not being in the world, in what's going on, in where the results are produced, outside. In the reframing challenge, I can see people stuck in their long-held opinion of themselves in what is right and what is wrong. And continue behaving like they always have. In Plato's cave behavior, unaware of changes, unaware of feedback. But most importantly, while you are in your head, you are not doing anything useful. We could say, the time you spend in your head is the time where you are unaware that there is a reality out there. Now, why would you hang out in your mind? My hunch is that in your head you are better, more right, than in the world. Because the world is full of pesky people who want you to do, be or have something different than what you want. So you retreat into your cave, where you are okay. But like with everything, this just increases the gap between you fitting in with the world, being a match to life, having grace, ease and peace. And how it is, people unhappy with how you are. I can feel how you push everything away. Leave me alone. And everyone. Resisting, considering reality like a mosquito, or a fly. Bothersome. Shoo it away. Going deeper and deeper into the cave. Insanity, maybe even psychopathy. I have had people who paid me for healing. My feedback forced them to realize they needed something or they would die. So far so good, right? I thought so. But last night I realized that they withhold information that without it I will fail, or take much longer to heal them. They work against me in secret. They keep eating what made them ill. Or take supplements, medication that poisons them and work against the healing. Or think things. Don't discount your thoughts. They can be as toxic as any poison. How is that being in a cave? In the cave you are the king or the queen. Letting me have all I need, allowing me to heal you makes you share the credits. What king or queen would do that? Never. So you secretly withhold. Give me liberty or give me death. Liberty is fiction. You can only have liberty in your head. In reality you need to be in a dance with what is happening, and when you aren't, you pay the price. Not long ago in a workshop it got revealed, unconcealed, that humans' most basic attitude is this. I want the world to be the way I want the world to be. I want people, myself, to be the way I want them to be. A surefire way to be unhappy, miserable, and always be at odds with how the world is, how people are, how you are. And then you have a reason to retreat into the cave of your mind, where everything is the way it is supposed to be. Happy people, joyful people have an attitude that is the opposite. I want the world to be the way the world is. I want people, myself, to be the way they are, the way I am. And when you have that attitude, then you can take it, how the world is, how people are, how you are, wherever you want it to. You can do things in the world that change how the world is in some way, change how people, how you are. But for that to be possible, you need to first align yourself with how it is, how they are, how you are. Or, Like the 8 billion, you'll come from, you'll start from being at odds. And until you get this, until you can completely align with how the world is, how they are and how you are, you cannot be happy, cannot be effective, cannot enjoy life. Or not really. You'll need escape. The mind. Drugs. Alcohol. Sex. Whatever you use to remove yourself from reality. You'll survive life. But not live life. So what can you do now? Deciding to change your attitude is nice, but probably won't happen because you decided. You may need to dig deep down, where this attitude became your worldview. The original incident, the break in belonging incident. And attempt to get a different view. Not from inside the mind, but from the side. For advanced students it will be completion. For beginners, it will be for insight. Upside. A different view of reality. We'll do that this coming Thursday at noon EDT. Create peace with the world and yourself. P.S. If you get a ton of unearned benefit from the world, then you won't be willing to do this work. It's okay. I hope it will work out okay for you.